Charlie Crowley, a league quarter final. You must be delighted to be back at this stage again.
Yeah, no, we're obviously happy out. This was kind of the goal that you use the league as a medium to get to the playoffs and league of home semi quarter final. So that's what we're happy to be there. Yeah, absolutely delighted.
And look at the season. No, top of the Southern Conference. I was looking at the rankings ahead of the playoffs. You're ranked number six. So, are you happy with that? That you're kind of coming in slightly under the radar, even though you made the league final last year?
It's sure we're top of the Southern Conference. We're kind of what are we? I don't even know where these rankings come from anyway, half the time. But yeah, we're doing like we're happy where we are. Like we can, you can only, beat the opposition in front of you and win as many games as you could. And we had the same the best record as the Ballingpally, and we won the head to head there, so we put ourselves in the best position possible coming into it. So. No, we're happy out where we're meant to be. All we're gonna do is focus on ourselves, and that we got a big task on our hand. But it's a different competition now, like all your record goes out the window, who you beat last goes out the window. It's all about can you get over the opposition on the day to win it as it is now. Like it's win or go home, so everything's on the line whenever these games are played. But that's the nature of competition, nature of sport, and it's where you want to be, and we're happy with how we've gotten here so far.
Speaking of which, a good win last weekend against Pirbel Kilaister. So, it sets you up nicely for what's going to be an absolutely jam-packed Cala Sanchez College.
Kilaister are a fantastic team. They're very, very well coached. They've got great players. I think 2 weeks ago we played Aina, and we really were below the standard required for any type of the game. Never mind when you're going up against top quality opposition. So we asked for a response against Kilaister, who had who played Aina and beaten Aina quite comfortably weeks prior to that, and then we beat Kilaister, and the manner in which we did so, you'd be delighted to. So we're happy with that, but all it was that for us was that we had to get over that game to try and secure top seeding, which doesn't even necessarily put you in that good of a position. It's when you're coming up against a team like Sligo, but the performance was good, and it kind of gives everyone that little bit of confidence to show that that we're right amongst it, and that this was going to be. I think five of our last seven games have been against playoff opposition. So it gives a real indicator as to the standard and the quality that's required to go on this journey that we're about to go on for towards the Super League title.
It's been some journey. I mean, you'd had a great win against Garvey's Tralee Warriors. Just going back a couple of weeks. There's a few other results that's been spring to mind. The win over UCC Demons. You've beaten Temple Oak. You've beaten all the top sides coming into these playoffs. That's which is so. It's kind of surprising that you're kind of ranked so low, if I could put it that way. That I mean, if you were to go head to head form, you must be very, very happy with the way that worked out.
I don't know. I don't even know these. I haven't even read rankings or seen rankings. I don't even know where these come from. But I don't particularly care for these either. Like we know that we've got to what is it? Win the battle in front of your eyes, and that's what we're gonna do. To the best of our ability, put in a performance and let the result take care of itself. If we can play to the best of our ability for consecutive weeks, it doesn't really matter how you've got there, what people have to say. We're used to being written off. We've written off since the start of the year about everything in the nature of how it was coming about to getting the season up and running. So week on week, there's always been something. So now, just coming into the playoffs, and it wouldn't be us if someone didn't write us off and in a media outlet or say something that says that we're not good enough. So we're all right with that. We just know that we've got to put our shoulder to the wheel, prove people wrong, and be ready to come,
Is
be
that
ready to win even.
something that's actually, dare I say it, kind of brought this team a bit tighter together? Because let's be honest, at the start of the season, nobody knew how it was going to pan out for one reason or another. And you know, you were knocked out of the cup early as well, and the naysayers were out very, very fast. But he really regathered, and with the squad that you've put together, it's a very, very tight squad, play some brilliant basketball, and I hate to use the term, but there seems to be this kind of siege mentality amongst the squad. I mean, is that something that was deliberate, or is it just the case that this is what we're doing because we're now sick of the crap, for want of a better word, that had been said about it?
No, I think I think it was just we just had a I suppose the start of the year we had to really pull it together very quick just for the nature of me being in late and everything coming together really at one stage and then we went on a run of good results and then we got knocked out of the cup to Demons which was disappointing and then as you said, yeah, the naysayers will all come out and have their spiel then. But then the week after, we went and beat Demons down there, So you just have to, you kind of do, you don't really look for that. Like, I don't think we as a group have ever gone looking for reasons to try and have to prove people wrong. But they seem to keep popping up and the lads are, they're a tight group. It's a smaller squad this year than I think last year we would have had a squad of about 17 and this year we've got a squad of 10 players and then one another guy is training with us all the time as well to try and make it up to that 11 mark. So our squad would be a lot tighter this year. But it's up to each individual player themselves. You don't want to listen to all that noise all the time because it can get toxic and hearing stuff and especially whenever you're hearing it, whenever you're hearing it around the area, it's tough to hear. But you don't mind it. You just kind of say, there's always going to be people who are for you and against it, and you want to go and just play for the crest in the front of your jersey, the name on the back of your jersey, and go and try and win. And try and win the game to the best you can. Performance is really key, John. I think it's that if you perform, you can live with what happens after. You do if you do the prep work and you perform, we can all come together and live with what happens after. I think against Dana, we didn't perform, and that was the tough thing was to it was a sucker punch that we felt that we didn't play our best, and that's why we lost rather than playing your best and losing. And I think then like the games we've lost this year, it there has you can pinpoint the reasons why. Yeah, but no, anyway, to answer those we're round away asking. No, we don't go and look for reasons for people to be doubting us or to go and go to have play with the chip on our shoulder. But sure, look, that's just if it comes naturally, it's a nice little tool to be
Yeah,
referencing against.
looking at the squad you have, actually, I mean, obviously you got the survivors of last year's cup-winning team and league final side, likes of Cathal Féin, John Barco and Rockall. But you've got lads coming, and of course, Zvonimir Kutnik. How can I forget him? But you've also, I mean, the likes of Tom Dumont has come in, Hugh Bevan. These guys haven't come in for the sake of it. They've actually fitted the role that you've wanted them to play.
And we have I know Hugh was part of the he was part of the under 20 team last year that went to the All Ireland semi-finals and Gary was a bit their squad there last year as well. So Gary's one of the lads that kind of stayed around as well. Cathal was had stepped away and then a couple of lads for one reason or other weren't able to continue or didn't want to continue this year. And then I picked up the phone to Cathal and he helped us out and he wouldn't see his club stuck and came back and got involved but then so you got Big Z returned and then Kyle Carey Tom Ty Gadsden was a in-season switch and has fit in like a glove since he's there and then Terence Lewis these guys are all come in have been working their tail off there to help this team, help this club, and then doing stuff off the court as well to the best they can to try and spread the name of the club and the word, and spread basketball across Oranmore and Craigmore, Annadown, Claregowrie, Cairnmore, Clanbridge, all these areas, Athenry, that they've been going out to schools, getting tickets in, meeting different kids and stuff like that. So they're all So these guys have came in, and I think the thing that was maybe different from this year to last was that last year probably you could pinpoint the I suppose the two or three guys that were going to give you maybe your 20, 30 points each. Whereas this year would be that everyone on every different on and any given night, one guy could potentially bring something to the table that the other team won't be able to deal with, which makes it a more elusive group to scout against, and allows us then to run certain different actions that we can kind of get everyone in there. And then the lads who are stepping up from before, from last year, are stepping up bigger again this year, you know. So yeah, it's good. It's a different squad, different, we play slightly different, but still exciting. And on our day, if we can do the business against anyone.
About EJ Sligo All Stars, I mean, there's a side that you've had decent enough, dare I say it, success against in the past number of years. They are probably a better side this year than they have been in previous, so they will be a danger.
Oh yeah, they're going to be, like, we played the All Stars there at the start of the year, and their team has completely changed since we played them, as is ours. But there's more so, they've got a Sean Briggs, who Neptune crazily cut down there, who's averaging something like 34 points per game up since he moved up to Sligo. They got Christian Williams back. They've beaten in recent weeks, they've beaten Tralee, Ballincollig, all these big teams that I suppose that Ballincollig tied the same record with us. So like they're a well established, well proven club that we've always had great battles with, you know, and they've got, you know, then the regulars there and Jamie Hayes and Tom Shires and this guy Gio, Tvashvili, who was playing with Vincent's last year, and they're really playing well at the moment. So they're gonna come down in force, and I expect nothing but a really, really close game. There's some great coaches, they're really gonna put everything up against us. And like Sligo isn't that far away from Oranmore, so it's not really that big of an advantage for the the home crowd. So the home is a journey. So all we're gonna have to do is try and get as many people in. But Sligo are a great team, and if we are not at our best, we'll be punished, which is the harsh reality of it. But you know, at this stage of the season, the niceties are done and the pleasantries are all done. You know, you can't afford to be saying anything otherwise. So we're just gonna make sure that we do our homework, do the correct training, and get us in the right spot for the game. But yeah, definitely it's going to be a ding-dong battle against the Sligo side. And maybe if they had Sean Briggs and Christian Williams at the start of the year, I think that the fourth seed is underplaying their value. I think they're a much better team than that. And since I think they're what, six out of the last seven games, so they're well-equipped and playoff opposition, and they'll probably remember the hurt from last year as well, so they're going to be coming for blood.
One last question, Charlie, and that is obviously support. You've always talked about how important it is, how much of a lift it gives the guys. That's been kind of almost your mantra for the past couple of years. It's in Calasanchez, it'll be tight, it'll be claustrophobic, and that's exactly what you want them to bring.
Oh yeah, there's one thing that we love playing the Kingfisher, just because it gets us that we can get more and more people in. But if you're looking for a hostile environment, it's Calasanchez what you want to be playing in, you know. The courts, the benches, chairs, everything's right up on the course, the yellow shaded lights, you know. And yeah, definitely, like we are extremely appreciative to any people who come and support us. It's one of the, like, every sport wants supporters. Like, when basketball just seems that it really does have, it can play a massive impact on a game. It's rare that you come out of a home game with a big crowd that has, you know, really gotten behind you, that you feel that, you know, that you're coming away with a loss, you know. So we're just kind of pleading to everyone to hopefully come down to this game. We're the only club, I think, that are in the playoffs this year in Galway. Bar Sligo, you know, who are in the west of Ireland as well, we're the only club in the west of Ireland that are in the playoffs. So, like, it's just what we need and require, you know, is to get the word out there for people to come. I think anyone that can come usually does come. I think this year, with the nature of the Rugby World Cup was on and the way the schedule fell, we had a lot of home games, the clashing with Ireland matches and stuff like that. So you kind of lost the opportunity for, you know, obviously everyone was going to be watching the Ireland Rugby World Cup rather than our game, you know, we were watching ourselves in the warm-ups. So, yeah, we'd love for everyone to get down to really push it over the line and strive on for this run potentially. You know, we don't want to put it down to the other external factors. You know, we're going to do everything we can to be the best basketball team. We mean to be the best show, and then hopefully the people more and more and Galway can get rally behind us for that, and maybe get us into potentially a home All Ireland semi final, which would be fantastic.